Oh boy, here we go. In times of global uncertainty, the nation demands unwavering competence, discipline, and sound judgment from its top national security officials. The Trump three-ring circus doesn't even come close. Recent events paint a deeply disturbing picture, revealing lapses in responsibility from the very individuals entrusted with safeguarding America's security. Homeland Security Secretary, security quote-unquote, Kristi Noems and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. These aren't just minor missteps. They are staggering displays of recklessness that should concern every single American. Let's start with Secretary Noem. Over the Easter weekend, while dining at a busy Washington, D.C. restaurant, the head of Homeland Security had her purse stolen. What was inside? A startling $3,000 in cash, items critical to national security, her passport, and, unbelievably, her DHS access badge. The person responsible for securing the homeland allowed her own credentials, key to sensitive facilities, and information to be left vulnerable under a restaurant table, easily snatched by a thief, if that's what even actually happened. I have my doubts on this one. How can we trust the security of our nation to someone exhibiting such casual, almost careless attitude towards the foundational security protocols? It is inexcusable lapse that speaks volumes about her understanding of the immense responsibility she holds. This wasn't just bad luck, it was poor judgment, plain and simple. Equally, if not more alarming, are the revelations surrounding Defense Secretary Petey. It has now come to light that Secretary Hegseth underused multiple Signal group chats, an encrypted but unclassified messaging app reportedly accessed on his personal phone to discuss sensitive military operations. Reports indicate that he shared details, including flight schedules for F-A-18 Hornets concerning upcoming strikes against Houthi rebels in Yemen. And who was privy to the potentially classified operational information? In one newly revealed chat, his inner circle, including his wife, who holds no official Department of Justice role or clearance, his brother, and his personal lawyer. This follows an earlier scandal where similar details were shared in another chat, Signal chat, that accidentally included a journalist. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. This is beyond comprehension. Sharing operational details, even specific timings, on non-secure channels with individuals lacking appropriate clearance is a flagrant violation of the security principles drilled into every service member and defense employee. It potentially jeopardizes missions, put American lives at risk, and compromises national security. Despite warnings, the behavior allegedly continued. Whether classified or simply highly sensitive, this information demands secure handling, not casual discussion in private chats. It demonstrates a fundamental failure to grasp the gravity of the position and life and death importance of operational security. These incidents are not isolated embarrassments. They represent a pattern of questionable judgment and a stunning lack of discipline required for the roles governing Homeland Security and Defense. These are not positions where one learns on the job about basic security protocols or the weight of responsibility. Experience is a must and not an afterthought. The defense from this administration, dismissing concerns, denying wrongdoings, rings hollow against the stark reality of these actions. We cannot afford leaders who treat security credentials like library cards, and the risks are just so simply too high. It's ridiculous the way Donald Trump is just, they're the best, oh well, oops, move on. This is unacceptable. We must demand a higher standard of competence, responsibility, and unwavering judgment from those appointed to protect our nation. Anything less is a betrayal of public trust and a direct threat to our security. We can't assign dog killers and alcoholics to these high-level positions. All I can say is, Donnie, pay attention. This is not a reality show.